The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control, toll-free, as we launch into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you at 855-450-FREE. We've been giving you some suggestions from the 20 things that successful people refuse to do, some ideas as to, you know, what you might be able to implement into your own life to have some more success in the future. Who wouldn't want that? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And joining you in the studio tonight, Ian, with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. We continue with number 10 on this list, provided by both HuffingtonPost.com and BrandMentalist.com. That number 10, successful people do not envy other people's success. Successful people believe, oh, wait, we already did that one, didn't we? That successful people...
Yeah, you better get your list here, pal.
They feel inspired and motivated by the success of others, not envious.
I was just going to say, you did 10, and then I dragged you back to 9.
You did take us back to 9, okay. So number 11, they don't ignore those that they love. No matter how much work is important to successful people, it's not as important as the people they love, family, partner, and their own selves. True success starts from within. The love and support from the loved ones are significant and can be tremendously helpful in making someone succeed. And in a lot of cases, that's part of your motivation for why you want to be successful, right? So you can take care of the people that you care about.
Well, I think it's important to pick good partners, too, as best you can. I mean, you get the family you get when the one you're born into. But when I was talking about having friends that are going to be successful, that I think that that's the most important decisions and, frankly, the easiest ones that you can make. If this really goes doubly or triply, for picking a spouse or a significant other. You know, if you're picking them based on how good they look in garments or, you know, how good of a dancer they are, things like that, you know, or maybe the way that your heart goes pitter-patter or something like that. I'm not saying love's not important. I'm just saying that, you know, you need to pick the people you're going to spend time with properly. One of the reasons I'm able to do my job is because my wife handles the household. Now, this is what she wanted. She wanted to have a family, and she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And that's great because it allows me to not think about meals. It allows me not to think about household chores. When she manages the house, I work for her on the weekends, right? Like, she's in charge of the house. I do the things I'm told on the weekends. She works for me in my business. She does the things she's told, you know, there. So, I mean, it's just, it's a management issue. Yeah. So, I'm able to do better in my life because there's somebody I can count on to do what they're, you know, say they're going to do. And that's really what it comes down to, is integrity is important to me. I want somebody who's going to do what they say they're going
to
do.
Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hi, Mr. Edge.
Hey, you got any tips on being a success, James?
No, I called in to talk about what I want to talk about. Yeah, that's your tagline.
It is Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd be happy to talk to you about that after I call in and get to talk about what I called to talk about. I know
it's usually good to stick with one issue.
A little rhetorical trick of yours, because you don't want to have a conversation with somebody that actually has a higher IQ than you. You can't. Not only can you not bench press your own weight, Ian, you can't bench press my IQ, so why don't you let me talk for once?
What do you think is higher? Ian weighs about 140.
You figured out the joke, Minister Edge. And how progressive it is of you to be driving a Prius, because it's funny, Minister Edge, if you know about the United States of America, this great land you and I both live in, there's more oil deposits in our country, arguably, than there is in the Middle East.
Right now, the U.S. is the number one oil exporter.
But my point is, Martin Minister Edge, you don't see anybody shooting at each other around here, do you, over oil, do you, Minister Edge?
And no, the United States has control over this oil.
Why?
Why do I think that is? Well, among the reasons is the United States has control over this oil.
The reason why they're fighting with guns over there, over oil, Minister Edge, is because of their subculture. That's why. It's the same reason why not our foreign policy, I know what, pothead. It's called Islamism and the totalitarian governments that all overpopulate the Middle East.
The reason why they're
many
fighting
of those totalitarian governments are supported by the United States and they're kept in power by the United States and they're not able to come to an equilibrium in the area and provide the people with the kind of governance that they want.
Yeah, and if the U.S. military is invading a place where there's oil, then it makes sense that the people who live there would want to fight back to protect the place in which they live. And that might, you know, people would probably do the same thing if the Russians, for instance, were to try to invade some oil fields here in the United States. But go ahead, James.
I agree with you on that, Minister.
Finally.
Freeman.
We agree on something.
If the Ruskies came over here and tried to take our stuff, yep, they'd be shot at.
But Wolverines!
So it doesn't have anything to do with their religion. It just has to do with their property. That's why they're defending their home. Oh, he hung up, by the way. I didn't hang him. I did not hang up on him there. The toll-free number is...
You can't talk to these guys.
855-450-FREE. Let's move on with the list of 20 things that successful people refuse to do. Number 12, they don't forget to have fun. Work can be tiring. Successful people know that work without play is meaningless. Work has to be enjoyable. And the way to achieving that is to do what they love and to have work-life balance, even though it's hard at times. Successful people know that it's important to get enough sleep as well as to take time to relax and play in order to be able to perform at their best. And that's important too because, you know, I know what it's like. Anybody that owns their own business knows you can pour as many hours into that as you want to, and if you never stop to take a breath, never stop to look around and enjoy life a little bit. I mean, you can enjoy your work, no doubt about it, but it's good to get away from things for a little bit.
Burnout is real.
Yeah.
And if you feel it, you got to get, you know, as life goes on, you'll get better, I think, at deciding when the burnout is happening. And you've got to have a plan for dealing with it. Vacations are a tried and true system for sort of dealing with burnout. And one thing you've got to be very careful with today's connected world is working on your vacation. Because if you can't, really what it's about is emotionally disconnecting from the work so that you can come back recharged and ready for things. And if you're just answering all your emails from a different location.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You're not on vacation, right? Like you haven't. Well, I mean, Ian, you, to some extent, you get to live your vacation every day, right?
That's
like
true. I really love what I do.
You love to go to a court house and fight over a traffic ticket with a bunch of bureaucrats. And like to you, I think it's some kind of recharging for you. I think you get your vacation you need every week. You've got some petty little thing that you can go fight these people over.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was in jail, I was still kind of trying to run things from inside the jail cell. When I was in for civil disobedience, I spent about 2 months of my life in jail, like 58 days. And there were some days, like pretty much every day, I'd call the studio just to, you know, see what was going on, if I needed to try to put out any fires from over the phone, walk somebody through something, you know, step.
Honestly, we needed you to do that.
That kind of thing. I don't think I would be as needed today. I think that, you know, Daryl has come to town since then, and he's sort of taken on some assistant programmer kind of detail here at LRN.FM.
Thank God somebody is.
And he does some of the affiliate relations for Free Talk Live, and it's doing a great job with that. So it's more likely that you guys would be all right if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, which that's what I'm glad about.
It's not like I don't have dreams about that.
I like to be able to be replaceable. I like the idea of, you know, having enough people who can do what I do so as to not need to be the key man so much anymore. But still, you know, I'm basically on 7 days a week. You know, even though I sort of have one day off, like tomorrow, I won't be on the show.
You won't be on the air.
But I'll still be doing the archives afterwards, so there's always something to do in this world.
Yeah, having your own business.
But again, you know, if you don't love what you do, you shouldn't get into that business, right? Like, if you don't have a real drive to be a restaurateur, you should not be a restaurateur. It's a grueling, demanding
business. You know what I heard you can make a lot of money doing? We're opening a restaurant. Well, that is a bad way to start a life.
No, you're probably going to lose your butt if you open up a restaurant. I mean, even if you know what you're doing, there's a good chance you're going to go out of business.
If you want to make a lot of money, be a plumber. There's a shortage of them.
So, but there is a difference between making a lot of money and doing what you love, right? Like, if
right.
you can do what you love and make half the amount that you could make, isn't that worth it? Isn't it worth not making that extra money if you're actually doing something you really enjoy? 855 453, and that all goes back to, you know, seeking happiness rather than wealth. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Add into your experiences to this list. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today. 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. We are sharing with you 20 things that successful people refuse to do. And we'll continue on that list. We've gone through 12 of those 20. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features. We give them away to you. You can, of course, enjoy it all for free, unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts who charge you for their sites. So go and enjoy it. freetalklive.com.
It can be difficult when you're a liberty-minded individual to find stories and movies that resonate with you. I'm always watching things and sort of grumbling about the statist and collectivist propaganda that's inside entertainment. Well, recently I listened to some really great audio entertainment. It's called In Freedom's Cause. It's the story of William Wallace, and it includes big name actors. It has its own score. That's right. For this production, they created their own score. It has actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, James Cosmo from Braveheart. These are big-name actors, and this is a big-time production. It's amazing they decided to do this in audio. And it really, I think it gives them a lot of more latitude, because you're talking about theater of the mind this way. This is the story of William Wallace and Eric the Bruce. What was his name? I can't remember the other character's name. Was it Eric the Bruce?
Something. No, not Eric. Something else.
I can't remember.
Robert.
Robert. Sorry about that.
I'm thinking of Eric the Red from Army of Darkness.
I don't know what I'm thinking of precisely. I just listened to it 2 days ago. Apparently, I need to listen again to internalize it a bit more.
I'll stand by ye. You can count on my axe.
That's a pretty good Cosmo there.
You should have hired James Johnny Cosmo. Ray.
Yeah. Well, they had much bigger names than Johnny Ray, the Liberty janitor. But nonetheless, it was historically accurate, and that's what I really loved about it. And just go check it out. You can go see at infreedomscause.com, and they've got a family four pack there that if you use coupon code FTL, you can save 50%, half price.
Now, wait a minute. It wasn't working yesterday, Mark.
It's working. I got to fix.
Okay. Confirmed.
Yes.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah. Confirmed. I helped person through it and everything, so it's taken care of. Yeah, there was a little problem, a little glitch. But go to infreedomscause.com, use coupon code FTL, get the family four-pack, 50% off, and you'll have four gifts for four people in your life. You might even spread a little bit of the ideas of liberty around this way. Infreedomscause.com. It's great for kids.
All right, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Nathan is in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So whatever kind of activism you're doing, I think it's important to observe proper gun safety protocol. And so I wanted to talk about the four basic rules of gun safety.
Sure.
And how Star Trek violates all of them.
Okay.
So, all right.
So the worst one is called muzzle sweeping, and this violates the second rule of don't point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. And in the episode of DS9 where they go to the old space station, the security guard actually points her gun at the man she's protecting. And when he out loud says, "Please don't do that," she says, "Oh, it's okay. It's not loaded."
So yeah, not good.
That also violates rule number one, which is to assume every gun is loaded.
Yeah, even if you've
especially ones that don't even have trigger guards.
Even if you have triple checked the gun, you never point it at anybody. You just don't want to get in the habit of ever pointing a gun at somebody if you're not willing to kill that person. So I totally agree. And Hollywood, of course, is terrible source for gun safety.
And it's good that you bring up the trigger guard, because that's rule number – that goes to rule number three or rule number three, which is to not put your finger on the trigger until you've sighted the target and are ready to shoot. And in the episode also from DS9, these are all from DS9.
This Deep Space Nine.
Handling.
For those that Star Trek series that aren't Star Trek fans, Deep Space Nine.
It has the most gun handling on it, so that's how I was able to find these examples. In the episode Field of Fire, not only do they violate rule number one again by almost pulling the trigger of a gun and then saying, "Oh, it's okay, it wasn't loaded," which is very bad. That's even worse than the first one. And then
it's hard to take it seriously when it looks like a cell phone, though, right? Like the gun looks like a cell phone?
No. These are actual rifles that I'm talking about here.
These are the phaser rifles?
Yeah, but they changed them to look more like actual rifles.
Okay.
At least for the ones I'm looking at. You can actually see at the last scene of Field of Fire, both the detective and the assassin both have their fingers on the triggers of their respective rifles. And, you know, just holding them, that's not good. And there's even a trigger guard, which, you know, makes it very bad. And,
yeah, one of the most common things you'll see in Hollywood is Hollywood productions is keeping a finger inside the trigger guard, which is a terrible idea. You know, if your finger spasms real quick or something like that, if any sort of thing happens, then it's very easy to touch that trigger and set that gun off.
A lot of dead people in the world from that nonsense.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, go ahead.
Now, and the fourth rule, and the fourth and final rule, which I was surprised I actually managed to find an example of this rule being broken. It's to not fire until you are sure what is both in front of and behind your target. Now, normally you would think that this would be kind of hard to find, but there's actually an episode, again, returning to the old space station that they're on again, where a guy shoots someone and there are five people standing behind him, and the last person gets hit.
Mm. This is one that I find very disturbing when it comes to law enforcement officers, and you'll find stories of shots fired in the Michael Brown incident, where you're talking about a street, and the cop shoots six times, and... You know, look, that there's things behind that guy, too.
Yeah, or that's, I guess, in the New York example, the one where they sprayed a crowd with bullets and just to get one guy, I think.
Yeah, they shot several civilians in New York City.
Nathan, can you go through the list of four things just in a straight row without the examples now, just so we can recap them?
Okay, so rule number one, assume every gun is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me, so yep. I'm recalling these from memory. Rule number two, don't point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Mm-hmm. That's destroy with a D. Don't put your finger on the trigger until your target is sighted and you're ready to fire. And rule number four, be aware of both what is in front of and behind your target.
Good ideas. Thank you, Nathan, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Ian, I'm very sorry to have to say that Eric the Red was a Viking explorer.
Yes.
Supposedly discovered Greenland.
Okay. Is he the one that named it so that he could get people to go there? It was the world's first and best marketing thing. Mm. Let's call it Greenland. It's covered in a glacier.
Duke Henry the Red is the Duke of Shale, Lord of the Northlands, and leader of its papals. And that is the character from Army of Darkness that I was referring to.
Ah, thank you for the clarification there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Did I hear they're remaking Evil Dead, that they're going to reboot that one?
Well, they already remade Evil Dead.
Did they?
Yes, they.
Is Evil Dead 2, you mean?
No. They released a film, I don't know, two summers ago called Evil Dead.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a more serious take on the whatever it was, but I haven't seen it.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, that's how behind the times I am, I guess, on Hollywood movies releasing. Heard it 2 years ago, and I guess they already beat me to it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More things that you can do to be more of a success coming up here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever heard of the Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue on with a list of 20 things that successful people refuse to do. We got up through number 13. We'll continue with that list here. Of course, you're welcome to call in, add your thoughts to the mix, your experiences. Is this list accurate? Have you, you know, can you give us some examples of how this has helped you, these sort of ideas? These are not new ideas, been around forever. Number 13 on the list here, they don't overlook their health. Truly successful people know that good health brings a clear head, a motivated mind, and a fully charged body, which are critical in producing great work. Everything in life starts with good health.
And what success? What is success if you don't get to live through it?
No doubt. And everything else ends when health collides. Number 14, they don't set vague life goals. Successful people know exactly what they want in life. They know what their dreams are, and they're determined to achieve them. When you're clear with what you want in life, coming up with plans and a roadmap to achieving that is easy. All you need to do is follow through, never give up, and never get distracted. By having a clear life goal, you're able to evaluate where you are in life and how far you are from your goal. In short, by having a goal and a dream, you're halfway there. Now, it's not always easy to, you know, to get to this point, especially if you've got naysayers around you. You know, we touched earlier on not being around negative people, but sometimes you're around people who are generally positive, but they might down you on something, right? Like, they might think, like I said earlier, somebody told me that I shouldn't go into radio because all I'm going to do is, you know, clean the station van if I become an intern or something like that. And there were times when I cleaned the station van, but that's okay. You got to make your bones, you know, you got to pay your dues in a lot of different businesses. And that didn't bother me at all. But, you know, if you've got people telling you, people who you trust, people who you have good rapport with and who love you and care about you, if those people are telling you, you know, you shouldn't quit your job, you know, it's risky, I know you want to start your own business, but you've got to stick with your job. I mean, you don't want to quit your day job. There's money coming in from that, and it's risky to start your own business. So, like, for instance...
Well, yeah, but you don't... I found people will often quit jobs before they have the next thing in line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really need to, you know, you need to be clear that the right time to do that job quitting.
Sure. What I was talking about would be like somebody looking to make a big change in their life and not necessarily moving from one job to another, Mark, but moving from like a job into an entrepreneurial aspect where, you know, you're starting your own business, where you can't guarantee that the paycheck is going to be a certain amount.
Sure.
Or that there's even
right.
going to be a paycheck after, you know, 6 weeks or whatever. There was the local thrift store that we talked about on the air the other night on XN Monday Night with Derek J that was opened by activists. Was started by James Robin Hood Cleveland. He's a major, you know, liberty activist up in the area here, and he was an accountant by trade. And when he started getting this business rolling, you know, just before kind of opening the doors on this shop, I had talked to him and suggested, hey, you know, have you been thinking about leaving your job? And he just said, yeah, he had been thinking about that. And I encouraged him to do it. You know, I encouraged him to make the plunge, and I think he would have done it anyway. But I know that when you're in that position and you're getting ready to make a big leap like that, and there's a leap of sort of faith involved in that.
There's due diligence, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you want to make sure you've got your you know, things set up, that everything you've got your bases covered as much as possible. Hopefully, have some money in savings just in case things don't go exactly as you had planned.
Just in case they will not go exactly as you planned.
Sure. And but you know, all that said, if you're spending 50 hours at a job that could be benefiting you at your business, then at some point you got to cut that cord.
Yep.
And a lot of people will tell you to take the safe road. So if you're going in that entrepreneurial direction and you've got surrounding you a bunch of people that have jobs and they don't know what it's like to be an entrepreneur, they don't know the risks that are involved, or they are aware of some of them.
They don't have that value either in many cases. The people that are, you know, working at jobs oftentimes don't have the value for striking out on your own. It's like they've got other things they want to do. I mean, maybe
right.
they're interested in dirt biking on the weekend or whatever it is. A job is something that they do for 40 hours out of the week.
That's right.
If you want to own your own business, you're be prepared to do this 24 hours a day. You'll dream about what you do.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In this one, it says here, you know, don't give up. Don't get distracted. Focus on your goal. Follow through. And if you know that's what you want, don't let somebody talk you out of it. That's not to say that there couldn't be a good reason to hesitate and to give it a few more weeks or to save up a little while longer. It's the right time to do things. But I would, you know, if you've got some savings, I would err on the side of going for it, in my opinion. Let's go on here. Number 15, they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Successful people don't just talk, whether it's about ideas or criticizing others. They make sure things get done, and what they said they will do will happen. They execute, they implement, and they are reliable and trustworthy. Certainly true that if you're not reliable or trustworthy, you're never really going to get anywhere, because if somebody can't count on you to do what you've said you're going to do, they're never going to recommend you to anybody else. And usually in the business world, recommendations go a long way to getting you more business.
It's true.
Number 16, they don't let themselves become victims. Successful people don't let themselves become victims of other people's actions. They're smart enough to get away from bad people and bad situations, and they don't hold grudges, and they don't look to take revenge. Now, there's a difference, remember, between holding a grudge and forgiving somebody and not working with that person in the future, right? Like, you can hold a grudge and stay in a place of anger towards somebody, or you can forgive that person, move on, but just make a mental note, hey, don't loan Harry any money in the future, you know?
Yeah, hate destroys the hater. So, that's what a grudge is.
Yep, exactly. Number 17, they don't get stuck in the past. Oh, wait, a little bit more on number 16. Don't let themselves become victims. So they don't hold grudges, don't look to take revenge. They know that their only way for them to be happy is to let go and move on so they can get better things or let better things in life come in. 17, they don't get stuck in the past. Successful people don't let themselves get weighed down by their past. If you live in your past, you're never going to be happy in the present, especially if you have a painful past. Be mindful and live in the moment. This one's a big one.
Oh, yeah, this is a really big deal. I spent eight and a half years of my life in prison. Mm. You can choose. I could very easily have chosen for myself an entirely different life that was full of blame and regret and all kinds of things because of my past, but I chose not to deal with, not to have that. I don't want that. And there's a lot of people who I shared prison cells with, and you know, dorm rooms with, and all those sorts of things, who have been successful in their lives. They've turned it around. A lot of them work for themselves, mind you. Not all of them, but a lot of them did. And you get to pick. Every day you get to pick. You get to choose. Is it going to be a good day or a bad day?
Look to your dog. Your dog can teach you how to live in the moment. Cesar Millan taught me a long time ago that dogs...
Is that the dog whisperer?
Yes.
Okay. The dogs... Did you know him?
No, I read his book.
You read the book. Okay.
Well, good.
That's
just as good.
That nobody knows better really than a dog how to live in the moment.
Well, okay. What do you mean by that, though?
Well, a dog really doesn't have any conception of the future or the past.
Yeah, but doesn't that just mean you're being stupid, Johnny Ray, that you're just ignoring, you know, the things that have gotten you where you are? And these are important things, aren't they?
Yes, I wouldn't have you adopt every way of the dog.
Okay.
But right, just you'd be a dog. Particular thing.
Right. But I think, you know, there's value to being present in the moment.
Sure. And even if you have been, you've had a bad past, I mean, everybody's had negative aspects in their past. If we didn't have bad things happen, then we wouldn't be as appreciative, I don't think, of the good times in life. Whether or not you brought those things upon yourself, as it certainly could be argued, Mark, that you did in your life, or, you know, if you were abused by a parent or somebody, you know, as you're growing up, and obviously some things are out of your immediate control and can be, you know, fairly horrifying. But leaving all that behind and not letting it affect who you are today. Because you can lay in bed and be depressed all day, every single day about what has happened to you. Or you can embrace your current life and try your best to overcome and maybe use those experiences to help others. You know, if you've been abused, maybe you could counsel other people who've been abused. So there are ways to sort of honor the past, I guess, at the same time.
I lay in bed and get depressed about laying in bed.
I totally agree with you. I can't stay in bed too long.
For me, it's eating too much.
The toll-free number here, 855-453. We've got three more on the list. We'll get to those coming up with your calls and thoughts. Welcome on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $25. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for your call and thoughts. You've heard, if you've been listening for the whole show, you've heard the 20 things. We've gone through 17 of the 20. 20 things that successful people refuse to do. And I have to say, the list is pretty darn accurate. It's pretty spot on. There's a lot of good stuff in here. I can't say I've really disagreed with anything that I've heard on the list. Gentlemen, what's your assessment thus far? By the way, it's Ian with you tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Assessment. Sometimes it seems to repeat itself.
They tend to.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe in order to fill up the 20, but...
Successful people do the same things over and over again in order to achieve success.
Successful people make lists based on the base 10 numbering system.
Mark, your thoughts.
13 weird tricks you can do to achieve a success in your life.
Did you like it? I mean, what do you think of the list so far? Good list?
Success coaches hate him.
The guy who wrote this, you mean?
That's right.
Number 18, they don't resist change. These are things that successful people do not do. They do not resist change. Plans, strategies, and tactics, all of these can change over time. Successful people accept them without frustration and resistance. They adjust and adapt because they believe there is no fixed route to success.
Yeah, there's some book from, I don't know, it might be the 90s at this point.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah, Who Moved My Cheese? And it really puts this in perspective is, you know, nothing stays the same.
The universe doesn't owe you that, that's for sure.
And it's always going to change, so you need to be prepared to change with it. You can choose, here, the option is liking or not liking the change.
Yes.
You don't get to pick whether or not the change occurs. You can pick whether or not you do it. You can pick whether or not you like it. But you don't get to pick whether or not the world is going to change around you. And it's going to change really quickly.
When I worked at a grocery store in Asheville, they changed the store. They changed the layout of the store just for the sake of change. They changed it just to change it so that people, I don't know why. I theorized that they changed it so that people would have to find things, and in the course of having to find things, maybe they might see some other things. Yeah,
that's a possibility. And there's a lot of research that goes into that kind of thing. Plus, they also can change how they, having been involved in retail myself over the years, they change their layouts because they come up with better designs. You know, there's always people who are working on that. They have professionals whose job it is to design layouts that work better to attract eyes to certain locations. And, you know, you want people to see the sales. So, you know, you put that in a certain way. And, you know, there is I don't know if you want to call it a science, but, you know, probably could call it a science. It's probably a science to how to place product on a shelf, as one example.
Yeah, and the relationships and the agreements that product providers have with those stores is
those
complex
too.
Based on, because they want their products in those certain places.
That's correct.
And they'll do things in order to get them.
To some extent, you're talking about interior design too, and this is the real value of interior designers is, these people do not get the credit that they deserve. Hmm. If you think about the grocery stores, maybe not when you were a kid, I don't know, Ian, maybe it was like this, but when I went to grocery stores, they were essentially big, large, open rooms with metal shelves upon which the stuff that you got was, you know, there and labeled with the little stickers and stuff like that. And there wasn't much as far as design mentality went. Well, now when you go to grocery stores, these things are inviting places, mm-hmm. and the lighting is important. The faux wood or the real wood, or the way the cases are set up, the kinds of cases. It's just, there's a tree in the middle of one of the grocery stores here in little tiny Keene, New Hampshire. Yeah. I can only imagine what
it's not real,
like.
Though, right?
It's a fake tree.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that somebody put that. I kind of like the fake tree. Mm-hmm. Do I shop at the store because of the fake tree?
It's in the produce section.
I don't
right?
think so. Well, you know, where else would you put a fake tree? And it's a tree. It's a big thing.
Yeah, it's for the atmosphere.
Whatever it is. And these, you know, grocery stores have really changed because of that. And that's the interior designers there, the architects. These people really are making our lives better in ways that we can't see.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love this one. You know, change is inevitable. You can't stop it. It's something that people need to accept and embrace and roll with as much as possible. And if you can, lead the change. You know, if you've got some sort of
idea. You might as well get in front of the parade because the parade's going.
Yeah. Number 19, they don't ever stop learning. That is, successful people don't ever stop learning. Number 19 here. No matter how old they get, successful people are always learning because they believe that no one knows everything. Inspiration can arise anywhere, anytime, from anyone. Therefore, don't act like a glass full of water. Instead, act like a glass half full so that you can always have room to learn something new.
I stopped actively learning probably about 12 years ago.
Oh, God.
I try to learn new things, but not with any real discipline. I start things all the time and never
really
finish them.
Oh, you must have learned some cleaning techniques over the years, right?
Like, yeah, but that,
you do janitor work.
That was learned by osmosis.
But even if you learn some things when you start, that doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, you just haven't found something that's that interesting to carry through with. I mean, I'm not saying that the personality trait of not finishing things is good, but to some extent, you really got to want to finish whatever it is that you start. The starting in and of itself is valuable.
Well, now,
I don't even start when it comes to computer stuff. I say, no. I refuse to learn this.
Ian.
Right. I mean,
help me.
My mind puts on the jackass in my brain puts on the brakes. It sits down, shoves its feet forward, and says, no, I will not learn this new computer thing. And I don't start it. I don't try. There's a big no in my mind when it comes to computers.
Johnny Ray, I don't believe what you're saying. I mean, you know, just because you're not sitting down to study some kind of book, I mean, I don't do that stuff, but I've definitely picked up a few things here and there just by seeking my interests. You are an accomplished actor, a stage actor, and I imagine most of that's been done in your adult lifetime since you've been out of the military.
Not just an actor, but you're producing your own play right now.
That's right.
I will be directing a play next year.
First
I'm
time,
not
right?
producing it.
Is it your first one that you've ever
jack
directed?
For that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you're learning something.
Hold on. Now, it's the first time you've ever directed a play, correct?
Yes, sir.
That's got to be a learning process. I mean, you must have learned to some extent extent, having been in enough plays, observing enough directors and how they do things, to be able to emulate that to some extent, or at least be willing to give it a try.
I appreciate that, Ian. I will take that. But it's a fact that I have started a lot of things. I bought a violin. I played it for a couple of months, and I haven't picked it up in months. I started.
Why would you feel guilty about
German?
Wait. Why would you feel guilty about that?
Maybe it wasn't right for you. You know, you tried it and you decided, nah, it's not for me. I'd rather play XCOM.
Well, I mean, you know, you took instead of spending your money on something that you knew you would like I don't know, ice cream or video games. Or whatever it is, you decided to try something new, and you tried it out, and it gave you what it gave you. I mean, in and of itself, the starting of that, it has value to it. Sure, it's great. I mean,
learned you don't like to play violin.
Yeah, we love a success story where people stick to it. We love that story of the kid that's 6 years old said, "I want to be a pilot," and then you know that succeeded in doing that. That's storytelling, though. There's nothing wrong with trying something out, because when you say, I don't finish things, all that says to me is, well, I better stop starting new things because I'm bad at finishing them. No! That sounds like a terrible idea. Limit how much you put in, but I don't imagine you paid thousands for the violin. What'd you pay?
I bought it for about, well, I don't remember, but it was under $200.
Okay, I mean, you know.
And you got a few uses out of it.
Take it to the pawn shop. You'll probably get $100 out of it.
Yeah, I just bought one of the reasons that I have that I put it down is because I don't want to offend people who are near me. And the reason I mentioned it is because the violin is fresh on my mind, because I just got a delivery from Amazon the other day that has a mute in it, which sort of clamps down on the vibration of your violin so
really?
You can play it.
So you're intending to get back into it.
Right.
You just don't want to be heard practicing.
Yeah.
I got you, man. I wouldn't think that negatively of you. We live right next door to one another. Number 20, they don't end their days without feeling thankful. This is a good one. No matter how big or no matter big or small, successful people feel thankful for things in their lives and in their everyday lives. They show appreciation for those who've helped them. They thank people who support them and stand beside them. Don't just do it one day a year. Thanksgiving, not good enough. Every day is more important.
That's why I like Thanksgiving. Well, it gives you that reminder. Yeah. Gratitude is so important.
They feel thankful for what they have in their lives rather than looking at what they don't have. And successful people simply feel blessed and thankful for being alive and waking up to the people they love, to do the things they love. And that's the secret to starting their days with positive energy and a peace of mind. So, yeah, being in that position of gratitude definitely makes you somebody who's, you know, better to be around as well. You know, if you're thinking about negativity and all the things that you hate in life, you're probably not going to come off as a real positive person. But if you think about all the things you appreciate and that are great to have and that you're glad for in your life, or
think about
people,
think about who you like hanging out with and what are the personality traits of that person.
Out of time for tonight, but we did get through the list. I'm really happy about that.
Good job.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. This program brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.